Today is the deadline for Alabama's Chief Justice to remove a monument to the Ten Commandments from the state judicial building. A U.S. district court found the monument violates the constitutional ban on establishing religion and ordered it removed. This afternoon, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request for a stay to block that lower court order. But State Chief Justice Roy Moore is refusing to take down the display, setting the stage for a standoff in the Alabama Capitol. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Montgomery has become the rallying point for Ten Commandments activists. Phil Fulton came from Adams County, Ohio.
And I'm here to support Judge Moore, to support the state of Alabama, to support the moral foundations of our nation, because without the moral laws that our nation is founded upon, this nation will crumble, this nation will fall.
Fulton and a few dozen others have come to protest federal Judge Myron Thompson's order and to pray on the front steps of the Alabama Judicial Building. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Washington, D.C.-based Christian Defense Coalition helped organize the demonstration.
We are coming, folks from Kansas, folks from California, Ohio, to stand against the kind of unbridled judicial power that we are seeing from federal Judge Thompson. We are seeing the First Amendment crushed. We are seeing religious expression crushed. And here in Montgomery, this has become a flashpoint for these issues.
Mahoney says starting tonight, they will keep a 24-hour watch on the 2.5-ton Ten Commandments monument.
Our commitment is simply this. Should they try to remove the monument from this court building, we will peacefully and prayerfully kneel around the doors, around the monument, if possible, to prevent their removal.
Chief Justice Moore has said he will not abide by the federal court order to move the scriptural display from its prominent position in the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building. Earlier this week, on NPR's Talk of the Nation, Moore said he didn't believe that Judge Thompson has authority to make him take it down.
We simply say that no judge can tell you that you cannot acknowledge God.
So far, Moore's last-minute legal maneuvers have failed, and today's deadline stands. The Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, calls it an act of desperation by a demagogue.
This is all about one very arrogant judge in Alabama who has decided that his interpretation of the law is the only one that matters. He's buttressed that view with a series of very, very fringe legal arguments. And frankly, I don't think he has a moral or a legal leg to stand on.
Now Judge Moore's position on the Alabama Supreme Court is at risk. One of the plaintiffs who sued over the religious nature of the monument has asked the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission to remove Moore from office for threatening to disobey the authority of a higher court. Moore's fellow justices, meanwhile, are deciding whether they have authority to override his wishes and have the monument removed. Starting tomorrow, the state faces fines of $5,000 a day if it remains. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.